Now onto our final game, Lightning Fill in the Blank. Each of our players will have 60 seconds in which to answer as many fill-in-the-blank questions as they can. Bill, can you give us the scores?
Helen has 2, Peter has 3, and Tom has 3.
Okay, Helen, you are in third place. You're up first. The clock will start when I begin your first question. Fill in the blank. On Monday, Attorney General Blank announced his resignation.
Barr.
Yes, Bill Barr. On Thursday, French President Blank tested positive for coronavirus.
Macron.
Macron. For the third week in a row, more Americans than expected filed for blank.
Unemployment?
Right. On Tuesday, the FDA approved emergency use of the first at-home blank test.
Coronavirus.
Yes, a man in Florida was somehow able to retrieve his golf ball and continue playing after it landed on a blank.
On a flamethrower drone.
No, on an alligator. On Thursday, the East Coast was hit with its worst blank in years.
Snowstorm.
Right. A woman in Wisconsin who was upset the post office didn't pick up packages she had set out for delivery forgave them after she found blank.
That there were baboons having sex on her lawn?
Close. She found a note that said, couldn't get packages, animals chasing me. Security footage showed the postal worker attempting to pick up her delivery, but having to abandon his mission after being chased away by a flock of chickens. Despite this, I love this, he was able to leave a note, which explains why you can hear him in the video yelling, fine, but do any of you chickens have a pen? Bill, how did Helen do in our quiz?
Well, she got 5 right for 10 more points. She now has 12 points. And the lead.
All right, very good. I'm going to arbitrarily choose Tom to go next. Tom, fill in the blank. On Sunday, the White House confirmed that hackers from blank executed a cyber attack on many U.S. agencies.
Russia.
Yes. On Tuesday, the FDA endorsed Moderna's blank.
COVID vaccine.
Yes. This week, the USPS said the extraordinary amount of blank is threatening to overwhelm the service.
Mail packages. Specifically,
Christmas presents, but I'll give it to you. On Tuesday, Trump's neighbors in Florida tried to block him from moving to blank after Biden's inauguration.
Mar-a-Lago.
Yes, he signed an agreement saying he would never live there. The creators of popular new video game Cyberpunk 2077 are offering refunds thanks to a glitch that causes your character's blank to blank.
It causes his head to explode.
No, it causes his package to pop out of his pants. The game has now been withdrawn
from
the Sony store. Following years of criticism, the baseball team in blank announced they were changing their name.
Cleveland.
Yes. On Thursday, officials reduced Russia's doping ban, but the country will still miss the next two blanks.
Olympics.
Yes. Pepsi has restarted the cola wars with their new chocolate-flavored drink called blank.
Looks like poop.
No. It's a new drink from Pepsi, chocolate-flavored, and it's called Pepsi Coca-Cola. They say the flavor is inspired by hot cocoa, hence the name Coca-Cola. It's also inspired by just wanting to screw with Coca-Cola. The Coca-Cola company, meanwhile, is getting in on the good-natured competitive fun with their new beverage, Pepsi Cease and Desist. Anyway. Bill, how did Tom do in our quiz?
Tom had 6 right for 12 more points. That means he has 15 and the lead.
All right, then. So how many, then, does Peter Gross need to win this thing?
Well, Peter needs 6 to tie and 7 to win outright.
All right, Peter, this is for the game. Fill in the blank. On Tuesday, Joe Biden campaigned for the Democratic Senate candidates facing a runoff in blank.
Georgia.
Right. On Sunday, a former staffer accused New York Governor Blank of sexual harassment.
Cuomo.
Right. This week, Secretary of State Blank announced he was quarantining after being exposed to COVID-19.
Mike Pompeo.
Yes. On Monday, the U.S. officially removed Sudan from its list of countries sponsoring blank.
Sponsoring a local softball team. Terrorism.
Right. This week, a group of burglars in Canada apologized and offered to pay for damages after they realized blank.
They burgled the house that Justin Bieber grew up in.
No, that they had accidentally broken into the wrong house. On Tuesday, NBA star Giannis Antetokounmpo signed a record $228 million extension to remain with the blanks.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Right. Best known for his spy thrillers The Night Manager, Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy, and many others, novelist Blank passed away at the age of 89.
John le Carré.
Yes. This week, residents of a town in New Jersey who kept complaining about hearing something that sounded almost exactly like a cannon going off discovered it was blank.
A toilet.
No, it was a cannon going off. The town that was bothered by this booming, regular cannon-like sound were both surprised and also not at all surprised that the source of the noise was in fact a cannon. Apparently, the owner of a nearby vineyard had been using it to scare birds away from his crops. When asked why he didn't just use a scarecrow, the man said, "I am. What do you think I'm loading the cannon with?" Bill, did Peter do well enough to win?
Almost. Peter had 6 right for 12 more points. That means with 15 points, he and Tom are tied. They're co-champions this week.
Congratulations. Yay.